Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
So the year is 1984. My wife and I had just moved up to the Portland area from Las Vegas, which is where I had taught for 10 years or 8 years, I guess, before that. And I was sitting at the desk of my principal, and my principal was telling me that she was docking my pay for an entire day of teaching. And what you have to know, some of the background of this, is that it was a special day that I was supposed to be somewhere of one of my three schools. Catch that? And I didn't get a good communication as to when that was supposed to be, and I just did what I always did at other schools that I had taught at, and I finished with the last parent that had signed up to talk to me, and I went home. That's what they told us to do back in my neck of the woods in Vegas. It was obviously a misunderstanding, but I went in there saying to myself, I'm not going to do this the way I usually do it, okay? For those of you who understand exactly what I'm talking about now, just give me a little wave. Okay, yeah, not too many. Good. It's the same church. This is good. Sanity was not running in me at that time. I went in there with a plan because I could not afford that one-day dock. That was huge in my wallet at that time. So I came up with a variety of offers that were, to anybody, obvious. It would have been the place. It would have been the thing to do. But she, I'll put it in the words that I thought at that time, because these are not words that come into my head anymore. She was unreasonable and mean and stupid because my offers were kind, reasonable, and smart. I said, let me first call everybody that I inconvenienced and apologize and make time to spend with them so that I could get some kind of closure on this. And I would meet with parents. I would work overtime. That was a big one. I lived in Beaverton. This was in West Lynn. And I would have to come back to do some kind of an overtime thing, like maybe a basketball game or something. And that was where teachers actually did get paid for that kind of service. I was going in unpaid. That was my plan. Who would say no to that? She did. When I left her office, though, I started to run down the hall, and I'm all wired up here. Otherwise, I would show you exactly what I looked like. But just imagine me, yeah, screaming, yes, yes, I did it, I did it. I'm screaming, and I'm hollering, and I'm happy, and I can't wait to get down the hall. I have never felt that kind of exuberance before that. Now, why? Because I'd practiced. I didn't know whether she was going to agree with me, help me, work with me. She just said, nope, day's blocked, that's it. You don't get paid. And I don't know how to explain this any better. I had been set free by what I chose to do, which was, alrighty then, okay, I accept whatever you need to do. I appreciate it. See you tomorrow. And I walked out. I couldn't believe it. I can't tell you exactly what it felt like because you kind of have to do it for yourself. Do something you don't ever anticipate you will ever have to do that is sane. And you will understand what I was feeling at that time. I got in my car. I drove from West Lynn back to Beaverton, screaming and yelling and whooping. And I know people, I know she heard me, but I wasn't planning on her hearing me. It was just, she heard me going down I couldn't contain myself. I had been set free of my anger and my ego and my self-righteousness in that 5 minutes of time. And it changed my life. So being set free is an important thing in our lives. Now, I want to move into a little different place where it comes to being free, because when the world around you refuses to set you free, you have to do something. You have to do something to emancipate yourself. And to me, that's where New Thought came in. That's where spirituality came in. I realized that I had choices, but I didn't know how good they were going to feel. Okay. I had no concept. It's pretty funny. I remember getting on the phone with Perdell and saying, guess what happened? And she's listening to me, and I'm screaming on the phone. She says, you'll have to tell me when we get home. Just, it was kind of crazy. We are about to celebrate on June 19th, what's called Juneteenth. And I'm told that it became Juneteenth because it was just quicker and easier to say Juneteenth than June 19th. I don't know. You have to ask yourself that. So why are we celebrating June 19th? We have a responsibility to look at this holiday and appreciate it, because most of us don't know what it is. Most of us have never heard of it before. I only heard of it because of who I was living around at the time as a kid, and they used to celebrate, and we basically, it was celebrating the end of slavery, the death of slavery, so to speak. And then we'd eat ourselves to death. That was pretty, it was funny. All right, let's look at some dates here. I had it here, right there it was. This is what I get for messing myself up. Okay, well, I know it well enough. Abraham Lincoln, in 1862, signed a preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. Now, most of us don't ever hear it as preliminary, but it was preliminary because it hadn't quite gone into law yet. And it wasn't until January 1st of that next year, before he died, before he was assassinated, that it went into law. That was the place. So why is it we don't celebrate Juneteenth on the 1st of January? Okay. There's some good reasons for it. There's a lot of stuff that people can tell you about. But the thing that struck me the most is that was the day that a general named Gordon Granger entered Texas with his troops and saw that slavery was still well and alive. And he took a look and said, uh-uh. This is over now. Isn't going to happen. And what he found out, this was in Galveston. Galveston was a big, big port center, one of the most important and largest cities at the time. And he looked at everybody and said, why is this happening? And he comes to find out, nobody had bothered to tell them in 1862. We're looking at 1865 now. Okay, a little different, huh? We're looking at 1865 on June 19th. And nobody bothered to tell the slaves they were free. Does anybody know where Galveston is? Okay, so you know, it's not exactly an easy place to, you know, you can't exactly send a dove, you know, it doesn't really work that way. And he made that proclamation right there and then, and it happened. Not only did he say, you guys don't have to do this anymore, but he said, it's over. It's over. They were freed immediately. Now let's talk about the actual enforcement of this. This is where it gets kind of muddied. Freedom is not always a great thing if you're not in a position where you can accept it, where it can work for you. Freedom, there's two types of freedom in my mind, okay? There's the freedom that comes with no conflict, okay? And I'll tell you a quick story about that. No conflict. But then there's the freedom that comes only with conflict. How does that work? Imagine yourself being a slave and all of a sudden you go home to dinner and they say, you don't have to do this anymore. Well, what do we do? Do we still get to eat? Do we still get clothing? That didn't feel like freedom to them. Okay. And it was a struggle. And to me, that's why we have to stop and say, is this something we need to continue to celebrate until we stop this ridiculous, non-freedom-oriented society? The ones that are still having people stand up, and far be it from me, I never get political, but in this case, there are politicians standing up and saying we should go back to slavery. I heard it myself. I thought I was going to fall over. Couldn't believe it. That's why we continue to celebrate. And I want to use another word. Not celebrate, but practice. Okay. Practice. For the same reason that Gentiles will practice lighting Hanukkah candles. Okay? For the same reason that Muslims and Jews will get Christmas trees. Okay? We are honoring the goodness of the moment in each other. We have to do that with Juneteenth. We have to begin to realize how important it is to our own personal freedom. Because if we don't do it for others, what's going to happen? They say it really well, don't they? They say, what happens when they come for us? Okay? And half of my family does not exist because of that. Okay? And to realize that I've grown up with relatives I'll never meet, I've never heard of, because they were taken in this terrible way. What if people had already started that practice? Okay. So to me, on June 17th, 2021, when Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act, now why do we have to do it again, right? Because the first time it wasn't actually a federal act. The first time it was signed was preliminary law. The second time was actual law. The third time was all the different troops, thousands of them, were going into the southern states and saying, you can't do this anymore, guys. Slavery is over. It's done. Now you got to figure it out. You have to figure out with families. You have to figure it out with loved ones. You just have to do it. Has anybody ever said to you, I know this is hard, but you just got to figure it out? And you don't, I mean, it could be for anything. It doesn't have to be slavery. It could be for anything at all. It could be taking on a new family member. It could mean having to put a beloved pet down. Somehow, whatever it is we have to face, we have the opportunity to do it in a way that leaves us jumping up and down with some happiness because of the way we did it. I think that can make a difference, and I think that once we start really understanding the concept of Juneteenth, I think it's easier to just say June 19th. I try to say it, my teeth come out. Anyway, I just think it's something we have to do, and it's probably one of the most important celebrations that we have in this country, and yet most people don't even know what it is. Blows me away. But then I understand why. We never learned it. I only learned it because we had neighbors that taught me about it. So on Juneteenth, this is what Biden said, on Juneteenth, we recommit ourselves to the work of equity, equality, and justice. Equity, equality, and justice. And sometimes it doesn't feel like that. But you have to go to the point where you have a decision to make. And that decision can change your life inside. When I made that decision to sit down and say, I accept whatever punishment you deem necessary, that was an incredible freedom for me. Because I realized that I could now control how I was experiencing something inside. And that was so important to me. So freedom with conflict is a good example of people being told, you don't have to do this anymore. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Where can we go from here? That had to be figured out. With God, anything can be figured out. With a faith, with a decision, with a trial, anything can be figured out. But you have to go home and say to yourself, all right, what needs to be figured out here? I have an issue in my house where we work out of our home, and half the house is used to carry supplies and to put things together and send them out. And it's not even a full-time job. It was something we accidentally found ourselves into. And the point is that it's difficult to live in this house and appreciate it fully because of the decisions I've made with my wife and our dog. It's just that it's one of those things that gives you a sense of well-being. It's a pleasure to realize that you are incredible. To look at yourself and say, I can't believe I was able to do that. And then you walk out there and you feel this feeling that you can't explain until you felt it. It doesn't come in a bottle, unfortunately, because then I'd really be wealthy. I could fix my house up. Freedom without conflict is about God. Okay? Freedom without conflict is why it is so hard to maintain freedom, because there is so much conflict in freedom. There's so much. Freedom without conflict has to be discovered for consistency. Think about it. You have a freedom of a sort, whatever that might look like to you in your life. Okay? You've discovered a freedom that you have, but it comes with conflict. It might have to do with people. It might have to do with pets. It might have to do with just eating. Been there, done that. But to do it, to really get it, you have to find a way to discover it within yourself. And I had no idea what I was going to discover. I had not heard myself running down and hopping and jumping against the walls in a junior high school. Okay. Thank heavens the kids weren't there, because they would have said, boy, Mrs. Moffat-Cheney has made it. She is off the wall now. What do you think you can do today in your life? Just ponder this. What kind of freedom do you need to experience? And can you use the Juneteenth celebration, the practice of Juneteenth, can you use that in your own life to make something work for you? That's the challenge today. To realize the importance of Juneteenth. If you can say to yourself, this is the most important holiday that exists in this country, right now, right here, how can I make that happen? That's up to you. I appreciate your time today. You all look wonderful, you sound wonderful, and the music is phenomenal. There you are. Where are the rest of them? They're gone. They went behind the curtain. Close your eyes. Relax. Holy Spirit, you are full of surprises in my life. You offer me opportunities that go by, that I miss, and then suddenly discover. But I do believe and I do know that in my life, you hand me opportunities and knowledge and ability to do the things that must be done by me, to do things that I am ready to do. So those things that I still may be struggling with, I have to make that okay. I give thanks for all the people in my life who did what they could to open my mind, to hear the words, to hear the feeling, to hear the expression of God in whatever ways possible could happen. Because it started with conflict. And because of the conflict, I was able to open up to God. And I said, help me. Show me what I can do in this moment to bring that kind of joy into my life and into the lives of everybody around me. And to that we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, all together. Thank you, God, and so it is.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.